So he says, I think, Lord, only you can answer this doubt of mine. So in verse number 39, Etanme samshayam Krishna. Chetum arhasya sheshataha. Tvadanya samshayasyasya. Cheta na hyupapadyate. Together. Etanme samshayam Krishna. Chetumarhasya sheshataha. Tvadanya samshayasyasya. Cheta na hyupapadyate. So he says, etat, this. Etat becomes etan because of the sandhi rule. So etat, me, my, samshayam, this doubt, O Krishna, O Bhagwan, Sri Krishna. This doubt of mine, chetum arhasi asheshata. Chetum means you should remove this doubt, dispel or destroy this doubt. Arhasi, you should. See, when you tell somebody you should do this, that is the word they use, arhasi. Asheshata, completely. Sheshata means leaving something behind. Asheshata means leaving nothing behind. So, O Bhagwan Sri Krishna, please remove this doubt of mine completely. Not even the slightest trace of doubt should remain. Why am I asking you? He says, Tvat Anya, besides you, Asya Samshayasya, of this doubt. Asya means of this doubt. Cheta, destroyer na he means indeed. Upapadyate, I cannot find anybody else aside from you. Indeed, when he says he means, I am sure about it. It is certain that except for you, there is nobody I can see who can remove my doubt. This doubt of mine, that what happens to an individual who does not reach the final goal of life. So this doubt of mine, only you can remove, and please remove it without even leaving a trace. So Arjuna seems to be caught in the wrong argument, which he cannot get out of. He is getting further and further entangled in his own arguments, because he has heard from somewhere, or he has been thinking about it, that first of all, mind cannot be controlled. Even if mind can be controlled, you say, Bhagwan, mind can be controlled, but I don't think so. Even if I control it, who knows what is the guarantee, how long I will live. And then I did not enjoy this world, I did not get that final, and it seems like my life is waste. So Gurudev gives a very beautiful example in his commentary. He says it's like a child, a young boy, say, who has just learned to walk. You know, he's about 1.5, 2 years of age, and he is just barely, you know, walking, he's a little unsteady on his feet. And mother is sitting reading a book, and he finds a blanket and he starts pulling it. And he can barely walk himself, and then he tries to pull the blanket and he trips and falls on the blanket. And then the blanket, he pulls it and it comes over him. So he's like, oh, what happened? The blanket is on my face. So he tries to get out by rolling, and he actually rolls himself further and further in the blanket. He keeps rolling till he hits the wall. Now he starts crying because he's caught in the blanket. He doesn't know that if he unrolls himself, he will get, and he's crying, but his face is covered by the blanket. So the sound is coming very soft. And so the mother, after a while, she looks from her book. She says, where did he go? You know, what happened to him? And she looks around, doesn't see him anywhere. What is this blanket? So she goes close and sees the blanket moving. And then she hears this little sound of this child. So she unrolls him and she says, you're like your father. You get caught in your own problems and then you can't get out. So she gets him out. Just as he had entangled himself, all he had to do was disentangle. And so similarly, just as the mother helps, so similarly that is the role of the guru, where when the student has entangled himself in his arguments and doesn't know how to get out, it is the guru's job to disentangle, to take him out of it. And then Bhagavan says, why are you asking me? You know, why are you asking me this question? Arjuna says, except you, there is nobody else I can. He says, why are you asking me? Arjuna says, don't you remember, Bhagavan, in the fourth chapter, you said, Bahunani me vyatitani janmanani tavarjuna tan aham vetha tvam na vetha parantapa tvam tasyaham veda sarvani tvam na vetha parantapa. O Arjuna, you and I have had multiple lifetimes. I have had many lifetimes and you have had. What is the difference between you and me? I remember all of them, you don't. See, Bhagwan, even when he appears, that's why even in the fourth chapter he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. And then he says, abhyut inathanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Then he says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He says, whenever dharma is on the decline and adharma increases, I come. I come in every yuga. I have come in every period of history, again and again. Why do I come? Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskritam. To remove the evil and establish dharma, to protect the good. So Arjuna says, Bhagavan, in the fourth chapter, you just said that you have come again and again and you know all your lives and we don't. So you know what happens after death, it seems like, right? Because if you know that you have gone and come back, that means you know. So you are the best person who can answer my question. And as we said, when a student asks a genuine question, who has thought it over, and we can see that Arjuna has thought over this question, topic. He's not just, some people ask questions just to show that, you know, in a group, they will just ask questions just to show that I know, you know, but I'm just asking. And then they will give a long introduction and then ask a question. Or some people ask a question just for time pass, you know, nothing to be done, you know, there's still 10 minutes, let me just ask. But if a student has thought it over and has a genuine question, which is pertinent and which is important, then it is the guru's duty. And the guru has to answer. If there is a true guru who knows this stuff, that's why in Prashnopanishad, we recently covered it, I think maybe last year, Vimalji covered it. And there the students, six students approach a guru and say, they bow down to the guru and, you know, prostrate and all. And then say, Guru Ji, we have come and we have, each one of us has a question. So teacher says, you have a question? He says, yeah, that's why we have come, because we hear that, you know, you are a very, you know, you have great knowledge and all. So guru says, okay, you want me to answer the question? He says, yeah. He says, okay, stay for 1 year in the ashram and serve. Stay for 1 year in the ashram and you have to take the cows to feed and clean the cow shed and sweep the ashram and cook the food and, you know, wash the dishes, wash the clothes. 1 year, all six of you have to stay and serve. Yeah, yeah. And after 1 year, if I know the answer, I will give you the answer. You can ask the question after 1 year. If I know the answer, I'll give it. If not, sorry, you have wasted 1 year. Now, the students, most of them have said, after 1 year, pehle toh I have to clean the ashram, do the bartan and all this laundry and all, and then clean the cow shed. And then after 1 year, if he says, I don't know, why? What is the, you better find some other guru. But they were sure. They said, we know this guru is wise. Why is he asking them to work for 1 year? Because he wants to see, are they sincere? Or are they just casually, you know, or kuch kaam nahi hai, chalo, let's go ask guru the question. No, he wants to see the sincerity of the student. And that's why he says, stay for 1 year, work. And guru also knows that as they stay in the ashram for 1 year and they listen to the discourses, and every morning there is puja, there is meditation, there is, you know, all the lectures, their mind will automatically become quiet and ready, because then only the question makes sense and the answer makes sense. So the guru wants to prepare the students. And then after the end of the 1 year in that Prashnopanishad, each one of them asks the questions. And the six questions are starting from creation and Maya and world to the highest, what is Brahman. And we see that the guru beautifully answers all the six questions. The students knew that the guru knows, but so that's what the role of the guru is. And here I'll briefly talk about Bhagwan. You know, when we talk about Sri Krishna, we say Bhagwan Sri Krishna or Ramchandra ji or Lord Shiva or Mother Saraswati. So what is this Bhagwan, this creator, sustainer, destroyer, what we call as Brahman? So in our Puranas, Bhaga means what they say is great Aishwarya, great, they have great qualities, six qualities. Shad Aishwarya Sampanna, that's why I said Bhagwan. Bhagwan means one who has all of these great qualities in plenty. So what are the six qualities that God has? We will talk about that. Actually, God has, his qualities are endless. That's why we have 1,000 names of, you know, Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama. And even those 1,000 names do not describe all of God's qualities. But these are the six main ones that our rishis have picked up. So they say Aishwarya, Dharma, Yasha, Shri, Moksha and Vairagya. So Aishwarya means lordship. So what it means is he is the lord of the entire universe. Everything works under, that's what the Upanishad says, the wind blows out of, you know, out of respect for the Lord, out of fear. The wind blows because of him. The clouds come because of him. The rain falls because of the Lord. The plants grow. You and I are take birth because of him. We are maintained. Even when we sleep at night, our body is maintained. The heart is beating. The lungs are, you know, moving. The digestion is going on. Everything. So he is the Lord. And that's why even when we sleep, the Lord within us, the consciousness is ever awake. And so that is what Aishwarya. So he is the Lord of the entire universe. Dharma means righteousness. So all goodness, righteousness comes from Lord. And that's why when a person is very divine, very sweet, very kind, we say you can see God in him. You know, when somebody is doing very good things. So dharma is righteousness. Yasha is fame, name and fame. And, you know, God is known everywhere. All the scriptures, whether you look at the Bible or the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita or the Guru Granth Sahib or the Jain, you know, scriptures, the Buddhist, everywhere God is praised in different forms. Some places as form, some places as formless. Different names are given, different times of history. Different prophets came and told us about God. And so his name and fame is everywhere, Yasha. Shri means wealth. So all the wealth, everything that we see, you know, we get gold from the ground, we get diamonds, we get copper, we get zinc, you know, the plants grow. All the wealth belongs to him and has been given by him to us. Moksha means jnana, means knowledge. So moksha actually means liberation, but God does not need liberation. He is already free. It is you and I who need it. But moksha is translated as jnana or knowledge. So all knowledge belongs to God. And not only that, but anything I know through my intellect, through my emotions, is known to the consciousness, to God within. So everything that is known, that's why in the Upanishads, they say, knowing which, everything comes to be known. So that means once you know this consciousness within, then there is nothing else left to know. And then you understand that everything that is known by anybody everywhere is known to God. So jnana. And so he also knows the birth and death of all individuals. And the sixth is vairagya. What it means is that the Lord, even though he is in the hearts of all, even though he's there in everything, but he is not part of the creation or destruction. As the world is being created or being destroyed, in his presence, everything is happening, but he himself, or she or that Lord or consciousness does not do anything. But in the presence of consciousness, there is the power called Maya or Prakriti, which creates and destroys the world. But the Lord himself is not affected. It's like if there is a birth or a death, you know, birth we get happy, death we get sad. But the consciousness within remains untouched. Even there might be earthquakes, the whole universe, when it goes into pralaya, when the whole universe ends, the Lord or the consciousness is not affected. So that is the qualities of this Lord. And that's why Arjuna asks this question. And he says, only you can answer what happens to this individual. So then Bhagavan answers, we'll do one verse today and then three verses next week of the Lord's answer